Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ. I've got sunshine
on a cloudy day. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm David Spoon, and I'm going to be your host for the next 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one Butterfinger bar. That sounds good. I want a Butterfinger bar. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs, where I spend time in the Word and think, hey, that would be cool to talk about on the air. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. I'm not sure why, but that's everybody's favorite. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. Well, that's probably true. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. And here's the reason why.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's what I said. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Can you say 23 and a half more years on a contract? I can. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're also asking you, do you have any prayer requests or praise reports? If you do, call us at 866-577-2473. That's 866-K-PRAISE. Either number will do since they're the same phone number. We also have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
What's on second? I don't know who's on third.
You the manager?
Yes.
You know the guy's name?
I should.
Well, then tell me the guy's name.
I say, who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third.
You the manager?
And then yes.
You know the guy's name?
I'm telling you that name.
Well, who's on first?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you.
That's excellent. What a great clip that was. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian. We're doing that thing. And we're even taking your phone calls. Oh, my. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Well, you're not listening to the right show then, are you? All right, folks. So we got a lot of things going on today. And I want to start off by making sure that we take care of our sponsors. Why? That's how you pay for the show. What do you mean, why? Here's the first thing we want to remind you of. Excalibur Roofing, our very own Eric and Ingrid Holloway. Now, here's the difference between their roofing and other roofing companies. Ready? I'll just tell you. Ready? When they do their roofing material and they do their roofing jobs, whether it's new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs, they believe they're doing it as unto the Lord, like their ministry is that he's set before them. Now, what's the difference between that and somebody who doesn't? I'm not going to explain that. I'm just going to let you work through that. Okay, here's what you do. You call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can also go to excaliberroofing.com. New website, new pictures, new everything, and they are very proud of it. Yeah, they spent some time. They really made it look nice. You go on there, it's like, wow, look at that. That's really cool. I mean, they spent the time to do it. So check it out there. You know, they're one of our very, very favorites. They make the show possible. Of course, there's some of you that are going, they do? Well, that's okay. Here's the deal. If you have any roof issues, yeah, I know it's hot out. But last week, it was rainy. And so here's what Eric's best line was in the whole world. Eric, I said to him, Eric, how do you know if there's a problem with your roof? And he goes, Dave, if the wall falls down while you're watching your big screen TV, you got a roof problem. That's the kind of person I want to talk to. 760-743-8803, excaliberroofing.com. Say hello to Eric and Ingrid. By the way, for those that don't know, going to Israel. 36 years I've been a Christian, so I'm a baby Christian. But 36 years I've never been to Israel. So if you think about that from that point of view, being born and raised Jewish, going to private Hebrew school and never being to Israel, I have this part of me that's thinking I can't pack enough Kleenex. I don't know how this is going to go. So Reuven Doran, who's in charge of Genesis Tours, he's talked to me on the phone. So we're two brothers in the Lord, or both believers, both born and raised Jewish, became Christians. So we have this great connection. He's like, Dave, he goes, there's two things I promise you. I'm like, okay. He's like, number one, I'm going to take you to places that no other tour takes you to. I know all the area. I live here. I'm like, cool. He goes, and two, I'll have a big supply of Kleenex. Like, okay, great. So that makes me feel better. October 17th through the 26th is when we're going on that trip. If you want more information on this trip, by the way, the price is all inclusive. What's the price? $60 trillion bazillion dollars. But besides that, it's not 60 billion trazillion. It's gazillion, trazillion, bazillion. Anyway, besides that, what you want to do is you want to go to KPRZ.com, get more information, and figure out what your connection is and if this is the time to go. We're having all these people come from the United States that are different Salem hosts, local hosts, all six of us, and then all the rest of the fans and all the rest of the people that are in the community. And just the attitude that I have, I want San Diego to represent. That's how I am. That's how it goes. So it'd be really cool if we were there. We had like more people there. And then they could sit there and go, our sports teams are the best. Our sports teams are the best. And we could go, look at our weather. It's like the fight. It's over. The winner and still champion. Okay. Unless it's Hawaii. Then we could have an issue. Okay. But besides that, we win. Okay, a couple things to cover additionally. Let's see, we're doing a remote. For those that don't know what we're doing, you know we're doing a remote, Craig? Are you aware of that? He's looking at me like, why are you bringing me into this? We're doing a remote, and we're doing it. Our very first person we ever talked to on Half Price Tuition was Pastor Reverend Devereaux. We call him, well, he's called Reverend Devereaux Lloyd, but we call him, affectionately, Rev Dev. Why? Well, that's a lot easier. That's the first thing. And easy sometimes is good. So here's the dealios. We are actually broadcasting live from South Bay Christian Academy. And actually, to be really honest and completely forward, we're actually in the pastor's office. The pastor's in the office with us. Nice office, by the way, Pastor. It's very nice. It's very nice. And it's very great accommodations. Really simple. It was easy to get here. They made it super nice for us. Why are we doing that? Because we definitely support South Bay Christian Academy. Definitely support Christian education, half-price tuition program through KPRZ. Why? If you heard the show, remember I'm doing like two or three live shows a day now. If you heard the show earlier about the UConn professor who was walking around mocking the Christians on his campus, walking around on purpose, acting like an ape, and telling people around him to praise Darwin, you would know why we support half-price tuition and private Christian education. Yeah, I wouldn't even have to explain it to you. Could you imagine if you were a student, 19 years old, going to that UConn college, and that was your professor, and he was screaming at you for you to praise Darwin? You can guarantee for those kids that looked at that professor and walked away thinking he was a nut job, which he is, the bottom line to that is that grade that child's going to encounter in that college class, not going to be an honorable grade. That's a problem. Instead, we want our kids to be able to go to schools where Jesus is at the center. Yes, it's 2 + 2 = 4, but it's also that Jesus is at the center of the universe and our lives are to be devoted to him. There's no lack of knowledge. It's an acknowledgement and a submission of heart that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords reign supreme. And for those that have too much arrogance or pride to say that, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So you can hang on to that for a little while. I hope you enjoy that while you do, because after that, there's not enough suntan lotion that's going to help you. So the bottom line to that is we support half-price tuition. We're doing it right here at South Bay Christian Academy. We're, just in case you want to know, SBCA Eagles is their website. That's SBCAEagles.com. Our very own Rev Dev, who, by the way, is in Minnesota. I think he's finishing up on his PhD. I think his dissertation, he's presented that, and he's moving it along. And we'll have him on in a couple weeks, and he'll tell us all about that. And then we'll tell him what a good job. He's doing a good job. So we appreciate that. That's kind of cool right there. All right. So Robo Paul is helping us coordinate the time frame. Robo, do we need to break a little bit early because our times are all shifted off? Do we need to break here, or what do you want to do, sir? You want to take an extra 2 minutes? Oh, well, if you give me 2 minutes, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to use them. Why are you asking that question? Really? Here's the thing I want you to know. So I want to go back to that professor, because it's just in the back of my mind. It's like, I don't want parents to have the wrong idea. There are some schools that are great schools, and there's a ton of great teachers in public school. That's not the issue. You just have a couple of these people that are not neutral. That would be fine from an educational point of view. They're anti-Christ. They're against, anti-no Jesus, against Jesus. Not no as in Ken A-O-W, no as in N-O. And the problem with that is they're influencing minds. and they think they're doing great because they're sending a child in the direction as in opposition to God or as opposed to anything that's godly. Now, you're listening to my voice right now, and if you've turned on this station, you know, unless you're a person who's listening so you can do as much reporting against us as you can, you know that as Christians, our desire is to honor and serve the Lord and to surrender our hearts to Him. And you know that a submissive heart and a heart that's full of surrender is pleasing to Him. And you know that the Lord is Lord not just of your life, but of the universe. And here are people in the educational system directing people away from God. That cannot be okay. In fact, let me repeat that. That is not okay. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I have no idea what we're going to do. That's half the fun. We'll see you in a minute.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. There's a lot of reasons that people are making the move to Monte Vista Village. Can you share with us one people typically don't think about?
Hi, Kevin. I sure can. You know, often people don't think about something like a short-term stay or what we call a respite stay, which could be 1 or 2 weeks, for example. You know, doctors often think going home from the hospital or skilled nursing is in the best interest of the patient, but I think they fail to realize the cost of someone trying to manage with only 2 or 3 hours of in-home care. I mean, how do they manage the rest of the day? And what about nighttime, when people could often use some assistance? So this is a great reason to stay at Monte Vista Village. Not only do you have the company of people around you, but we're here to assist in the care needs that you might have. And our functional fit classes are a great extension to any physical therapy program. So give us a call. We're at 619-465-1331 and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village.
619-465-1331. License number 374-600564.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? If you need to protect your castle, who you gonna call? Excalibur Roofing, that's who. Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Honey, do we have any extra blood to give?
Why?
Because I just got our electric bill and we can't afford it.
Maybe we should look into solar.
How do you look into solar?
Well, I heard that Current Solar will come to your home and do a free review on whether solar can help us or not.
Yeah, well, how much does it cost?
Free, honey. It's free.
Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated for over 15 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business with people that are partners, not just client list. So here's what you need to do. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system with your installation when you mention KPRZ. How cool or warm, whatever.
Recent nationwide research has identified which cities in America are the most Bible-minded and which are the least. Can you guess which end of the spectrum San Diego landed? If you guessed least, then you'd be right. San Diego ranked among the least Bible-minded cities in America. Hi, I'm James Fazio, Dean of Biblical Studies at Southern California Seminary, and I'm committed to turning that statistic on its head. If it bothers you to hear this kind of news about our city, then I would urge you to do something about it. For over 68 years, Southern California Seminary has been dedicated to helping pastors and ministry leaders effectively communicate God's word to a generation that is drifting further away from the truth. If you are interested in taking up the fight against biblical illiteracy, then I would invite you to check out Southern California Seminary. We offer accredited degrees in biblical studies from the bachelor's to the doctorate level. Give us a call today at 888-389-7244 or check us out online at socalsem.edu.
How do you navigate from the here and now to the then and there? We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrivin' Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
Integrity Christian Fellowship presents God Has a Blessing with Your Name on It, a free spring 2014 musical tribute to the late Ruby Faye Hunt. Yes, God Has a Blessing with Your Name on It is a live spring musical with a mass choir from Integrity Christian Fellowship, Greater Life Baptist Church, Unity Missionary Baptist Church, Giving and Living for Other Ministries, and the Men of Praise. God Has a Blessing with Your Name on It will be presented Sunday, May the 4th at 3 p.m. at the Scottish Rite Center located at 1895 Camino del Rio South. Come hear an amazing live Faith and Gospel Spring Musical on Sunday, May the 4th at 3 p.m. at the Scottish Rite Center. For more information, call 619-466-6091 or online at www.integritychristianfellowship.us. Come on out Sunday, May the 4th, 3 p.m., 619-466-6091.
In the market for a new car, TrueCar.com will save you time and money. Go to TrueCar.com and find out what others have paid for the vehicle you want. With over a million cars sold through the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, save time, money, and never overpay. Shop TrueCar.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Thrivin' Financial, our very good friends Jonathan During and also Jim Hansen, who's helping people. Now, here's their deal. You get into these reads, and they get so stale, and it's like, ay, 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 ay. What is it that Thrivin' does? And I've talked to a lot of people and said, well, I don't quite get it. Here's what they do. They recognize there's different eschatological differences. What? What word did you use? Eschatological differences. Like, so some of you are premillennial dispensational, some of you are premillennial, some are all millennial, some are postmillennial. It doesn't matter. If the Lord tarries, okay, no matter what your eschatological point of view is, and he's not back for 30, 40, 50 years, if that happens. Now, a lot of us think, oh, yeah, no way. But if it happens, what Thrivent does is they do financial planning that goes out 50, 75, 100 years for churches to have plans, recognizing that the Lord could return tomorrow, today, or for some people, it's this and this has to happen, then he can return. Whatever. I think you get the idea. The idea is that you live for the Lord as though he's coming for you in an hour, or he's not coming for 100 years. Well, Thrivent, and what they do is they work with churches under the understanding that if he doesn't come for a while, you need to have plans in place. You need to have an idea of what you're going to do. You want to make sure the church is financially structured. The pastor has an opportunity for retirement, and the new pastor coming has the opportunity to have a make a living. That's what they do. They help the stewards of God for the kingdom of God be the best stewards they can be. Here's the cool part. They do conferences and seminars for free. And if you think their material is great, but you decide, I don't want to go forward with them, they're not going to go, oh, well, we don't like you anymore. Because that nobody does that anymore. Those days are over. Thrivent gave $163 million to nonprofits last year. So you want to know how they're doing? Yeah, they're doing pretty good. They know what they're doing. $163 million. That's not bad. It's not bad. All right. So the number to call, 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. You got to touch base with Ruth. Ruth is the, we call them gatekeepers. The Ruth is the gatekeeper. You must go through Ruth to get through financial. Why? Yeah, busy. But they're willing to talk to everybody. And the best part, if Jim comes and sees you, if he comes and talks to you and talks and makes a presentation to the church, he'll buy the coffee and he'll buy the bagels. Like, come on. How could you be? He'll buy the bagels? What a deal we have for you. Come on. Also, I just knocked my mic over. Also, to let you know, there's a conference coming up called, wait till you hear this one. This is new to the desk. New to the desk means we just got this like Friday. It's called Patterns and Promises Prophecy Conference. What? Okay. What? Patterns and Promises Prophecy Conference. Notice it's not called We Will Now Pick a Date. Why? Well, we should not do that. Thank you. It's called Patterns and Promises Prophecy Conference. It's at the Maranatha Chapel in San Diego, which is 10752 Coastwood Road. I just want to tell you this up ahead of time. It's May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. I think it's May 16th, and then May 17th on Saturday, which they have the copy wrong. They wrote that wrong. And that's from 8 a.m. to 2:30. Let me just give you just a quick rundown of who's going to be there. These are just the first five speakers. Dr. David Jeremiah, Ann Graham Lotz, Mike McIntosh, Tom Doyle, and Ray Bentley. That's the first five speakers. That's not a bad way to start a conference if you're going to do a conference. Here's the bottom line. You want more information? Go to maranathachapel.org. We're going to have Pastor Ray on like in about a week. He's been on before. Great. We had a great time. Really enjoyed each other. Went out for coffee for a couple hours after that. Just really got to know each other. One of the big things we do. One day I'm going to be able to talk. Probably not on radio, but one day that we do at KPRZ, we support ministries and ministers, pastors and staff, and everybody advancing the kingdom. We want to support the local church. We are not the local church. We want to support the local church. And that's one of the things that we do. So we talk about the different ideas that are going on in churches, different conferences, different elements. Why? Because it's cool. What do you mean, why? Don't you want to know about it? If you want to go to it, that's the kind of thing. When I was a young Christian in the very beginning, I think it was 77. I think that's the year. Maybe it was 78, but 77, somewhere in there. They used to, on the Christian radio, they used to tell us, oh, this concert's coming up, and this is free conference, and this, and this, and this. When you're born and raised Jewish and become a Christian, there's four of you from Detroit, and you all get saved within 30 days of each other in Phoenix, Arizona. You know what you do? You go to everything. And I mean everything. But it's a very great way to understand what's going on in the kingdom of God. Okay, so we only have a little bit of time for this segment. I only got like 4 minutes. We're going to come back. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Reverend Hodges from South Bay Pentecostal Church, which is also the connection to South Bay Christian School. So we're going to talk to the pastor just a bit. He's hanging out. We're taking over his office. Poor guy. Although it's Monday. He shouldn't be in his office. But that's besides the point. There you go. So there's a couple of things to tell you I do want to say. I want to make sure everybody understands before we get into it. We're going to get into some spiritual teachings. We're going to go down that road. But I still have about 3.5 minutes to tell you what happened to me over the weekend. And because I have that time, I will use it. That's why the show's called The David Spoon Experience. Here's what happened. The wife and I, we tend to utilize Saturdays and Sundays, spending a little more time with each other since we both work full time, and the kids are grown and out, and we have a dog, and it keeps everything simple and life's easy. So Friday night, we're just relaxing, and we're watching, I think we watched a movie from Pure Flix, like one of the movies they did, and it was like The Encounter, Paradise Lost, or something like that, which they encounter Jesus, and they have to make a decision. It's really cool stuff. We love stuff like that. We're goofy. We go to bed. It's 10:45. No big deal. 11:45. No big deal. 12:15. We hear a rattle. 12:25. We hear a rattle. It's very windy Friday night. Oh, no big deal. They're working construction where we live in the condos that we live in. There are condos and apartments. And they took all the tools and they put them in our chimney. so that they could have them somewhere, and it was windy. I don't know if you know what that's like, hearing these things rattle between 12:15, 12:30, and 7 a.m. But apparently, after I got a wonderful 2 hours and 14 minutes of sleep, I was operating in a pretty interesting perspective, maybe on the little goofy side. I got up at like 5 in the morning and got a bunch of stuff done, which is great. And then the wife said the rest of the day I was kind of like zombied out. So I got my devotional time in. I spent time in the Word. I spent time in prayer. That was normal from what I remember. And then beyond that, apparently I was babbling. So babbling is what happens when you get 2 hours and 14 minutes of sleep and you've worked a full day and then you get up at 5 in the morning and you do other stuff all day long. Here's my comment to this whole process. If they're going to do work wherever you rent or live, and you have any accessible point, do not let them take all of their tools and put them on that accessible point and then leave for the weekend. Because it makes for a very loud and very disturbing evening. Just ask my wife. She will tell you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Pastor Hodges. Reverend Hodges, you have to tell me which one is which. You're going to have to tell me what. And then we're going to talk about the school and have a good time doing it. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
In the market for a new car, TrueCar.com will save you time and money. Go to TrueCar.com and find out what others have paid for the vehicle you want. With over a million cars sold through the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, save time, money, and never overpay. Shop TrueCar.com.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Let me protect your hard-earned assets from ever losing a penny. My indexed annuity product will keep your 401k, IRA, SEP, or any money you have worked hard for from ever losing a penny due to stock market decline. Stocks, bonds, silver, gold, real estate can all go backwards. Not my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of ever losing a penny. Please listen to me. I'm trying to protect your money for over 35 years. And now you can add an income rider, and the insurance company will add 14% to your principal each year for the next 10 years guaranteed. Mind you, though, you can't take that money out in one lump sum, but you can take an income stream for the rest of your life, never to run out. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. No one's ever lost a penny with this product due to stock market decline. Name one other investment that can do that. Don't keep your money in risk. Investments. Protect what you've worked hard for. No commission you pay and no fees. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless you.
Some restrictions apply. Rate subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
I'm Mia Hamm, two-time Olympic gold medalist in women's soccer.
I'm six-time Major League All-Star Nomar Garcia-Para.
Being a professional athlete requires years of hard work in order to be the best in your field. So when my husband Nomar and I wanted solar panels for our house, we searched for a company dedicated to being the best in their field too.
Our only choice was Varango Solar, the gold standard in solar energy with over 10,000 residential installations.
Varango has a zero-down solar program. You never pay for the panels, just the power they generate at a lower rate than your electric company charged. They're truly the only solar company we'd ever put our names on.
Everyone thinks there must be a catch, but we're actual customers and there is no catch. Varango really treated us like family. We even asked Varango to install panels on my mom's house. Call Varango today and see how much you'll save.
Call Varango Solar at 800-856-6700. 800-856-6700. 800-856-6700.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
One of my greatest joys is seeing the transition in the students coming in. The students that hardly knew their name and didn't know how to spell it. Seeing them become young adults that have discipline and that have marketable skills is a tremendous joy. In our classrooms, every student has the opportunity to reach their God-given potential. And for us, that's fantastic. No child is going to fall through the cracks. We had one of our students accepted into Harvard as an 11th grader. And in her first semester there, she received straight A's. Another graduate just received his MBA last month from the University of Phoenix. This same gentleman just received the highest score of more than 100 applicants for a position with the City of Coronado. And for us, that's fantastic.
Right now, South Bay Christian Academy is offering KPRZ listeners $1,000.
$1,000 off annual tuition just for mentioning K-Praise. So call today and schedule your free tour. Call South Bay Christian Academy at 619-585-0600. That's 619-585-0600 or visit southbaychristianacademy.com.
Hi, Britt Johnson here. Turning 50 this year made me realize I needed to change my financial game plan for the second half of my life. I'm grateful I received financial advice from an advisor who's not only a Christian, but a qualified kingdom advisor. It's very important for me and my husband to have counsel from an advisor who's been trained and committed to keep eternal faith-based values in mind for our retirement, investing, and charitable legacy goals. When we discovered qualified kingdom advisors include Christian financial advisors, CPAs, and estate planning attorneys, we knew they could help us be wise stewards in all our financial, tax, and estate planning decisions. Now we have peace of mind since our financial decisions are aligned with our Christian values. What a blessing to have a kingdom advisor serving us for the second half of our lives. If you need to change or improve your financial game plan, find a local kingdom advisor at kingdomadvisors.org. That's kingdomadvisors.org.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Phrase, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let's take a look at the weather. Well, first of all, I'm in the pastor's office at South Bay Pentecostal Church and South Bay Christian Academy. So I can tell you right now, from this point of view, the weather looks outstanding. Because I'm in the shade and I'm looking at the sunny outside, and it's like, that's why we live here and not Cleveland, Ohio. Right here. This is why, right here. For those that want a traffic report, the traffic looks like wallpaper. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I want to just real quickly say this before we bring the pastor in. I want to talk about Genesis Recovery, our very good friends at Genesis Recovery. Tommy Hawthorne, who's been on the show probably about four, maybe five times at this point. They've got a big event that's going to be coming up in the next month and a half or two. We're going to be talking, actually it's about 6 weeks away. We're going to be talking about that, but here's the deal for Genesis Recovery. So let's just lay it on the line. Okay. Now, there are some people that go through some tremendous struggles with sin, and some people, you know, are find great favor and grace and are able to access that grace and really walk in a newness and freeness of life. And then there's some people that do that, but then seem to slip back and slip back and slip back, and the sanctification process and the holiness process working maybe not as well as one would hope. In lieu of that, Genesis Recovery, which is connected to different churches in San Diego, is trying to help guys that are broken and are stuck in enslavement to alcohol and drugs. And you think, well, is that okay? And here's my response to that. Are you serious? You cannot possibly be asking me that question. They have a ministry that's dedicated to a group of people that really need some special help and encouragement. We love that. We don't like that. We love that because they're reaching to people that some of us cannot reach. And that's what we want. So if you want to be a person who prays for them, we think that's awesome. Or you want to support or sponsor somebody in that sense, we think that's awesome. If you know somebody that needs it or you need it, man, just get in touch with them. 619-797-7319, 619-797-7319, or GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. That's GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Love Tommy. Love that group. Really appreciate their efforts and their work. Great stuff. Okay. Most of you know that we are, and Paul/Robo producer, either one of you, we're going to run a little long on this one. We are at a South Bay Christian Academy right now, live. And for those that want to get more information about South Bay Christian Academy, it's sbcaeagles.com. That's sbcaeagles.com. South Bay Christian Academy is the first school, that ever did the half-price tuition program with us. So normally we're here and we're talking to RevDev, But Rev Dev is in Minnesota finishing up his PhD, which is totally cool. So in his stead and working with him is Pastor Hodges. It's Pastor R. Hodges, but he's basically known as Pastor Hodges. And Pastor Hodges has been at this church, my understanding, and tell me if I'm wrong, Pastor Hodges. It's been 30 years, 30 plus years you've been the pastor of this church.
I've been senior pastor 30 years this July.
Wow. Congratulations on that. That's very cool. See, it surprises you. I know stuff like that, doesn't it? You're looking at me like, how do you know that? How does he do that? Let's talk about South Bay Christian Academy and the vision that the school has, the vision that RevDev has, the vision that's going on in the community of believers to help encourage Christian education. Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, South Bay Christian Academy was founded in 1977, and many other churches, schools have had to close their doors because of the economy. And there is no question we are being very challenged ourselves, but we are committed to keeping the doors open and keeping South Bay Christian Academy a wonderful success. And it is a wonderful success. And over these many, many years, we've helped so many families. And I think one of the neat things about South Bay Christian Academy is it reaches a broad spectrum of our community and our society. So it's not just for one group of people. It's really for everybody. And I'm talking about socioeconomic strata. I'm talking about race. I'm talking about language. In fact, we've even enrolled students this year that did not speak English. And so they're enrolled to learn English while they're in school, and they're learning English, which is a pretty cool thing. So we've helped families of many, many varieties and kinds and situations over the years. And we've got tremendous success stories. And of course, that's the beauty, is to see the end product and see kids go on to higher learning. And more even importantly than that, to higher learning in a way that glorifies Christ. And so while they're learning the basic skills and really getting an advantage because of our system allowing each student to individually excel where they excel or get remedial help where they get remedial help, as opposed to a traditional classroom where they're lockstepped with a group and they might be exceptional in one area, but they've got to be held back because the group is not advanced, or vice versa, they might get left behind by the group. But we're an individualized curriculum and instruction, so a student can go as fast as they can go in any particular subject or go as slow as they need to go with extra help in any particular subject. So we've seen tremendous success over the years.
That sounds like it's a very customized process. When
extremely.
You say it that way, it's like, you know,
extremely.
It's like if you're advanced, you move it ahead. If you're kind of running slow, it's okay. You know, we can catch it up and
extremely.
Work with you. That's cool. I mean, is that something that you guys, did the school start that way? Did it start that way with that vision, or did you kind of grow into that, develop into that as you found your way?
No, it started that way. We started originally as an ACE school, Accelerated Christian Education. In fact, for 7 years, I was the Southwest rep for ACE in those early years. So I helped start a lot of schools across, especially Southern California, even Northern California. But we've kind of morphed from there. We've gone from adding the ABECA program for the early learning years. And then we added, switched on Schoolhouse, which basically took the ACE concept of individualized curriculum and computerized it. So now there's ongoing diagnoses for each student. At any given time, the instructor can go into that student's individual work and the computer analyzes what they've done, how they're doing at it, and they can actually adapt future lessons for that student on the fly, basically, to help that student catch up in an area they're weak or be able to zoom ahead in an area they're strong. So it's absolutely customizable.
I like that. That's cool. That's a very cool program. So you used to rep for that and used to communicate that. So you've had involvement in helping Christian education, private Christian education for a little while.
We certainly have.
Wow.
We certainly have.
That's very cool. All right. So talk to me about one of the things that I noticed when I pulled up into the school. It's one of the things that I don't go to the school.
Sure.
I mean, I pull up, so I look. Right?
Sure.
You observe. That's what you're supposed to do.
Absolutely.
And one of the things I noticed is I saw probably about 6 or 7 kids all together. But they were all smiling. I mean, they were all, it was all good, man. It was like, it's a good day to smile because it's a nice day. You know, say something not, but they were not dissatisfied to be where they were. And you could tell pulling into the parking lot and parking. Now that's kind of a tribute to the school, the church, the connection, and the commitment. Is that the most rewarding part. I mean, I'm just, you know, yeah. There's great when people, it's nothing like when somebody repents and comes to the Lord. But when you see a young person move forward in the kingdom, is that just the best?
Well, I love that you say that, David, because what instantly came to my mind, remember the Queen of Sheba going to visit Solomon? Mm-hmm. And of course, she had heard of his fame, his military power, his wealth, the beauty, the architecture, all of that. And she saw all of that, and she fainted. And she said, the hath has not been told me. But that what she actually specifically commented on, she said, happy are thy servants who serve in the court of the king continually. And that's exactly what our goal is that people would realize the greatest and happiest life is the life for Christ. It doesn't hold you back from anything or any success in this world. Quite the opposite. It really catapults you towards true success. And so there is absolutely a wonderful spirit in this Christian school. I mean, there's a camaraderie, there's an esprit de corps that's phenomenal, that other schools, mainly other government schools or public schools, would strive for and probably can never achieve for many dynamic reasons. But it actually is here. It's here. And that's awesome that you saw that.
Yeah.
And that you observed that.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you probably don't have too many teachers that walk around acting like an ape and then telling people to praise Darwin. I'm just going to go out on a limb there. Is that pretty accurate there? Is that?
I haven't seen any of them.
It's like, wow. Yeah, that's right. That's not the end of education as we know it. Anyway, so here's the deal at South Bay Christian Academy. I want people to understand what the opportunity is. It's half price. Now, you know, I'm just one of those guys.
Only through the radio station.
Only through that's KPRZ can you have the opportunity. It's not a burrito, folks. So they don't raise 10% on the price and then go, look, 10% discount. That's not what's going on at all.
That's why they have to cite your radio station.
Yeah, they have to utilize and acknowledge that it's through KPRZ half-price tuition program. And through that program, guess what? Watch this. It's half price. Now, not quarter price, half price. See, four apples minus half leaves two apples. Still today, folks. Still today. And yes, back when Pluto was a planet. And no, I don't agree with them changing that. But anyway, that's got nothing to do with it. The point is, you want to go to SBCA, SBCAEagles.com. Also, there's a phone number that I want to give you, just in case you want to call the phone number. If I get this wrong, just tell me. Don't worry. It's 619-585-0600. That's 619-585-0600. And again, the website sbcaeagles.com. Super important for you to understand. This is through KPRZ, the half price tuition program. South Bay Christian Academy is like the first of the school. It's like, that's the best part about this. You guys are like, you're the first.
The pioneers.
And we appreciate what you guys have done and all that you're doing with us. So thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely. Happy to do it.
It's great. Great job, by the way.
Thank you.
All right. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break and then we're going to come back for more insanity. Why? Here's the real question you got to ask yourself. Why not? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, more insanity. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
According to data from Standard & Poor's, California home prices have risen around 20% in just the last year. With this great news, Cash Call can probably refinance you to eliminate your mortgage insurance. Or you can take the cash out of the new equity to pay expensive bills like taxes, credit cards, whatever. Make the cash call at 866-590-CASH, and in minutes, with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you what your home's current value looks like and figure out how much we can cut your total monthly payments while cutting your interest rate, too. So call us at 866-590-CASH and take advantage of your home's higher value and our fixed rates as low as 3.25% rate and APR with no closing costs. None. The sooner you call, the sooner you could cut your total monthly payments.
Cash Call Inc. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law License Number 6038780. NMLS Number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
How do you navigate from the here and now to the then and there? We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrive in Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
We Republicans will never regain the White House unless we reconnect with blue-collar voters. This is former Senator Rick Santorum. It wasn't so long ago that Ronald Reagan was elected president with the support of millions of hardworking Americans who shared Reagan's values and vision for America. Today, these blue-collar voters are unhappy with what's happening as a result of Democratic policies. But at the same time, these voters don't believe that the Republican Party is fighting for them. What will it take to win their votes? That's what my new book is all about. It's called Blue Collar Conservatives, Recommitting to an America That Works. When it comes to issues such as tax reform, education, and energy production, the Republicans have the right policies, but are sending all the wrong messages. It doesn't have to be that way. Hardworking Americans are still longing for freedom and opportunity. We Republicans have to lead the way.
Find out how in Rick Santorum's new book, Blue Collar Conservatives, Recommitting to an America That Works, at bookstores everywhere, or log on to ricksantorumbook.com to get the first chapter free. That's ricksantorumbook.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I cannot believe that these hours go as fast as they do. It's just like, bam, bam, bam. All right, here's something to tell you. RoboPaul, make sure to note this in the timing of the log. It's very important that we do that as well. Dr. Betsy McCoy has a new book out. Now, Dr. Betsy McCoy has written a book called Beating Obamacare 2014. She has this book out, and here's the reason why we're promoting the book. So I want to make sure everybody understands. For those of you that don't know and need to have a little bit of help, I am into saving money. See, we do the half-price tuition program. There's half-price not just for the kids. We have half-price college tuition. We have half-price for Monte Vista Village, half-price for preschool. Well, Betsy McCoy has a book out, and she shows you a way. Now, watch this. That it's possible for you right now to lower your premiums on healthcare. Now, if you can't lower your premiums, doesn't help you so much, and you're going to have to go through the process of up and down and all around and whatever the nursery rhyme is. But she has this book. She's got these strategies that she put together in the book that can give you the opportunity to lower your health premiums, not just talking businesses. We're talking individuals. Wow. You got to like that. How do you not like that? So you go to beatingobamacare2014.com. That's beatingobamacare2014.com, and you can get a sample of the book for free. The first chapter gives you an idea of what she knows and how she approaches it. But the big deal is that you can lower your prices. And for anybody who knows me, lowering prices, I like it. Okay, just making sure everybody's got that. Do not forget that the National Day of Prayer is coming up on Thursday. Did you know the National Day of Prayer is coming up on Thursday? And the big deal about the National Day of Prayer is to encourage personal repentance and righteousness in the culture. And I can't even express, and I don't have enough hours live to tell you how much we need righteousness in our culture right now. So I'm not even going to do it. It's like, nah, you know, you hear my voice, you know, oh, we need some help. Yes, we do. We need some help. By the way, a good friend of our show's, Dwight Johnson, is having a lunch for the National Day of Prayer. And I'm going to have some information put up on the website, but he's got a big lunch going on. He's got Dr. Don Muauk, who's going to be speaking, and he does this small lunch. And the only reason that I'm telling you about this is if you're looking for somewhere to go on the National Day of Prayer and you want to kind of connect with some other Christians and see what's going on, Dwight Johnson has this big lunch that's going on at the DoubleTree Hotel at the Hilton at 1515 Hotel Circle South is what it is. And so I'm going to get the website for him because he gave me all the information, forgot to give me the website and the phone number. Thanks, Dwight. Okay. And I've known Dwight for 18 years, 19 years. I knew him back in Colorado. He was there for a while and knew him a little bit before that. Great guy, really committed. He wrote Transparent Leadership and then Transparent Leadership 2, where he talked to all these leaders throughout the world and then wrote a piece with them. And each one of them has a chapter and kind of identifies a particular leadership element. And ultimately, ironically, they all come back to servanthood, which is like, yeah, you mean like what Jesus taught, which is, you know, that's the key. So anyway, for Dwight's sake, we're going to get that URL, and I'll have them get that to me. I just want you to be aware of that. Plus, the National Day of Prayer, we're doing some special things on the show for that. But I do want to say, and we talked about this before, from a historical point of view, people are like, oh, National Day of Prayer, that's kind of new. The First Continental Congress called for a National Day of Prayer in 1775. So that was before we were a nation. So for the atheists that are going like, stop sounding like the ape and just follow the facts. 1863, Abraham Lincoln called for the National Day of Prayer. 1952, they established National Day of Prayer as an event by joint resolution. And, of course, in 1988, the law was amended and signed by President Reagan to be the first Thursday in May. So it's like, okay. There's a lot of history, a lot of rich history for the National Day of Prayer. If you don't care about the nation and you don't care where we're going, don't pray. Yeah, that's not hard. Don't pray. You know, after all, you can just sit at the light and wait till it's green. That's what I'm going to tell you. Okay, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Take an earlier break so we can get some of our extra time in, so I dropped that on RoboPaul. Aren't I nice, RoboPaul? Anyway, we love you guys, and we'll be back in just a few minutes, so don't go anywhere. You're sweet as a honeybee, but like a honeybee stings, you're gonna let my heart in pain.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.